We're doing now Mishnayis Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, including Mishnayis of Perig Yud Aleph in Goyim. And I should clarify that we were speaking about the name of the Perikola Begodim, Tumas Begodim. Beged here can mean either a garment, that's what we're saying so far, the tomb of garments, but really you'll see from this Mishnah that here in the context of this Perik, really Begodim should mean the tomb of fabrics, not just clothing. Beged can also mean a fabric. Kol aroi l'tamei tamei meis. Anything which is susceptible to tamei meis, so that not, the Rav says, but semer meaning semer rachel, or bepishtim or ba'ar. Because he's bothered with the question that the Pharisee Shul develops a little bit more. The Rav just says it very succinctly, that we have many things like semer rachel, materials from camel wool, which is not susceptible to goyim, is susceptible for tamei meis. So it means of the materials that are susceptible for tumas goyim, like semer meaning lamb's wool, or semer rachel or pishtim or flax or afal pishenu roy litame midris, even though they're not fit to be mitame midris, go and beged sholosh sholosh, like a beged that's three etzbos by three etzbos. Midris means the language of drisa, stepping upon by certain tameim like zov and zavos, nida, what they step upon or they sit upon or what they lie upon becomes tumas mishkav, tumas midris. You're talking about tumas midris, what they step upon is mekabel what's called tumas midris. So an example here of something which is not metami midris but is metami meis, the Rav gives, gon beged sholosh shol sholosh, a beged that's three etzbos by three etzbos, which we learned already is metame tumis meis, because it has chashivas for a poor person to use as a patch. So again, I shouldn't say beged perhaps, but fabric. The inu metame midris, but it's not metame midris because the minimal shear for midris, something that's worth stepping on, achibo shlosh tefachim al gimel tefachim umetame b'meis. It has to be three tefachim by three tefachim, and fit to be tamei b'meis. The kol shekain shekol hamitamim midris mitamei b'negoyim. So how much more so that also this is anything which is mitamei meis is mitamei b'negoyim by these fabrics. So certainly anything which is mitamei midris, which is a more restrictive tuma, is also mitamei b'negoyim. So anything that's mitami meis, even though it's not mitami midris, but certainly if it was mitami midris, it would certainly be mitami ben goyim. And we give examples of things that are not mitami midris because they're not meant for standing on. And here you'll see we're talking about fabrics. Go and shela kela shel spina, like the ropes that are used to hold up the sails from the masts of a ship. Uvilon, and the mast and the sails themselves, the material that catches the wind. Uvilon, or a vilon, a curtain in the house, even. U shvish shel svacha, or part of a woman's veil, the part that covers her head. Or umitpachos shel svarim, or the mantles of the cover. Svorim, in those days, all svorim were gvilim, were parchment made into gilyonos, made into rolls, and they had mitpachos that had to be covered to protect them with material. Now, the Rav added before that anything that's mitami bin negoyim, and certainly those that are mitami by midris also, bilvad bilavonim shenim suim. So we're dealing with white materials that are not colored, because we learned in the first Mishnah that colored materials are not susceptible to tumas negoyim. So shenim shvishel svacha umitpachoshel svorim, and covering the mantles of scrolls of the Gilgalon. The Rav says Gilgalon is avnet shechogrimbo, is a belt which people gird themselves with. Uritsuos minol, or shoelaces. Vesandal sheish bohen rochav kegris, or a sandal which has in its width a gris. So I'm sorry. If it's a sandal, it's susceptible to midris. To met ritsuos minul v'sandal. I'm sorry. The ritsuos, the laces of either a shoe or a sandal, where the laces are wide enough, they're the size of a gris. So that the Feresh Yisrael explains, Rotsalomer sheyesh bechagura over ritsua, in the belt or in the shoelace, rochav kagris. So if afalgav the imkain ein bohem ashir lekabel tuma, afilu hachi b'yesh bohem suras kli mekabel tuma. Since they have a din of kli, they don't have the shear of gimel tefachim al gimel etzpos, but they have the shame kli to them. So as long as you're wide enough for a gris, harilu mitami benegum. So again, these are the ritsuos minol v'sandal, the laces of a shoe or of a sandal, which is wide as a gris. They become tuma. They're susceptible for tuma by negoyim. Skus shinira bonega. Skus, the Rav explains, beged of ma'od, hukederes seir. It's a very thick garment, like a hair cloak. The skus shinira bonega. Rabbi Yisrael ben Yaakov meir ad shira be'orig. Ubimochin. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, "Be'orig b'mochin," that by the skus is very thick material, this hair cloak. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, "Until the nega is seen, begufu aderis, in the body of the aderis, be'orig b'mochin, ubisaro sabotos bimeno, or in the hairs that jut out of the garment." If there's a gris, so skus shenira bo nega, Rabbi Yisrael ben Yaakov umir ad sheiru ebe orig ubimuchan, both in the orig and in the muchan, they have to appear in both places. Bagufa deres ubisaro sabotos bimenu. So again, by this thick garment, it has to appear both in the brunt of the garment and in the hairs that come out of the garment also, and for it to be taught to be negoyim. And the Rav says the halach is like Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. Hachemes v'hatormul. Hachemes is a leather pouch, usually for liquid. V'hatormul is like a briefcase or a carry bag, a kit bag, nirin kedarkin. So the Rav says Hachemes is a node, shel or, is a flask, a drinking flask of leather. Tormul min kis gadol, like a large case, a large pocket. Shel or shaharoa miniach chvosib, so like a kit bag, which a shepherd puts his objects into. So nirin kidarkon, they are viewed as they are. Now, the Rav doesn't comment on the words as are, but the Tiferes Yisrael does comment on it, and he says Rotsalomer. Hakohen bodek negesh bezeh o bezeh kedarkel shel akli. He views the nega on a chemis or on a tarmil, and the way the kli is used. Rotsalomer, v'shirogel hakis liyos sheshitzonav unochim smuchim utakuchim zel zeyachad. When the laces that tie the kli are next to each other and tightly wrapped together. Shenega bein hashnotzim, when the neg is between these laces, havelu beis storim, then that's beis storim, and there's no tuma beis storim. Bematami shum nega. So, in other words, the tuma has to be visible as the laces, the ties of the chemis and the tarmul of these pouches or bags are tied up. The nirin kedarkim, when they're usually tied up to hold the materials inside them. And there's another din by these, the nega to be metami has to be visible, even if it's inside. It's beis asarim. It has to be it has to be visible. Uposo mitochu liacharov. If is a visible nega inside these materials, and it spreads from the inside, the next time the kohen comes back, I'll read the rav. In mitchila nira nega bitocho. Vihiskiro, and the kohen saw that that's the way it was used. This person was used open, it was visible with the straps tied. He saw a nega inside of it. and he was masgir the beg the material, this material b'sof shua near a nega biacharov, and at the end of the shua when he comes back, now the nega is in the outside. Mibachutz choshi pisoyim. Upetosefta mashma, that the Rav explains further, then it's a tosefta to negoyim the dafka bi oros. This it only applies to leather pouches. I mean hachiv lo bebegodim, but not with materials such as wool or flax. Only by leather is this din that it could be pisoyon from inside to outside. That's the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph. So in Mishnah Yud Aleph we learned the principle that we're not just talking about garments but materials. And that certain materials have certain different requirements, like the segus, the thick garment. You have to see the nega in the body of it and in the hairs that extend out of it. Yud Beis, and again, all materials are dealing, except for leather, we're dealing with white and not colored materials. Beged Hamusker, Shnis Orev Biacherim. The beged that's musker, the kohen saw the beged, there was a nega on it, and he's masker the beged. And then the Rav explains, how does it get mixed up with others? Because somebody came along, and either inadvertently or advertently, intentionally, he colored it. So the coloring it now that it was already musker doesn't take away the tumah, but it makes it impossible to see the tumah. So the ein hanega nikerbo, the nega is no longer recognized in it. This beged had musker is mixed up with other begodim, kulan tahorim. So there's a taruvis and it's bottle in the bottle broven in the taruvis. The esavadai who mitame the end mitame is a sofek. Even the musker, even though it we said that haskar, the hezger has a shame of tumah to it, but it's not a complete. It's not a complete tumah until it's muchlat, and that means it has to be burned. So v'esavadai humetame, if it's vadai, as we'll see, with the case of a garment that has to be burned, v'enu metame es asofek. The tumas negoyim. So, kutzotzo, you have these garments that are mixed together, that after a hezger, one and the musger was colored to look like the others, V'yasun muchin. So the Rav says, "Kroyim ketanim, b'chosim megimel al gimel." Little pieces, tears of fabric that are less than gimel tefachim al gimel tefachim. Ela shelo huvdulu lagamri, but they're not completely separate from each other. Usually, we speak of when we speak of muchin, we speak of a felt that pressed together. Here, the little pieces of material. And they're not completely separate, they're sort of pressed together like felt. V'yason muchin, tohor, umutr bahaniyoso. So this piece in the Mishnah is not going on the is not going on the Reisha. The Reisha is talking about when you had a beged a musker, shinisori biacherim, that got mixed with others, and they're all, and because it was colored, they're all tahorim. This kitzotzo, the Pharisee Yisrael explains that we're dealing with a beged musker, not colored now. Rotzlomer shekotzatz kol a beged a musker lematlonius. He made them into small little patches. Lechemehem pochus megimel al gimel etzbos. They're not mekabel tuma. Right, so they were mekabel tumah before, but now we cut them down. So the kroim ketanim, as the Rav says, we're dealing with a different case than the first one in the Mishnah. Bechosi megimel al gimel, the less than 3 or 3 tefach, etzbos, less than 3 by 3 fingers. So they're not mekabel tumah, but here they're shlohuv legamri, but they have some attachment to each other. It's like a we call again muchim felt again, as I said before. So because they're cut down less than 3 by 3, tohor. Umutr b'haniyosom, and the mutr b'hanor. So the Tiferes Yisrael speaks out on this. He says, nearly it seems to me the Kamashmal and the Mishnah is teaching us that we would have a mahavamina, that only in terms of tuma that were mekilim by the begim midlo hukzuk a dayin betuma, because only had hezger. Aval inyan isur hanoa cave in asurahi, that this nisur hanoa by tamemis will see hari gam shohoya dayin musker hoya usur gam kin beno, even though it was only hezger, it was an isur hanoa. Sulohachi medihi asura nezabol luchumra kamashmlan, so that there is an element of isur hanoa here also. We should go luchumra kamashmlan that umuter bahani yoso, because the it's less than three etzbos by three etzbos. The now the hamuchlat. Now again, we said that really muchlat doesn't apply to the gadim. Rather, the at the point muchlat is equivalent when it has to be burned. So if it's muchlat that it has to be burned, it's decided it has to be burned. So then. Shinis Ari Biacher, again somebody painted it over and you can't see which was which. Kulam Tameim, here they're all Tamei. Because it's Vadai, here it's Muksuk to be Tamei. And possibly even because of the Isur Hanoa Shabo, that the Isuri Hanoa, not Batel Barov. So Kulam Tameim, the Kevin, the Shinisuk Latuma, simply the Rav says, Ein Hasofik Mitaro. That's a mission we had earlier on in a general rule in the Goyim. Forget about the Yisur Hanoa. Just in general, once it's Nizkak Latuma, once it has to be destroyed, it has to be Nisraf, any Sofek is not Metairit. So it has to, all of them are have to be Nisrafim. It's Tomei V'yosher Banoa. So the Rav says the phrase, Dohas Shreifa Boi, because it requires to be burned, there's an Isur Hanoa. So the Tosfos Yom Tov asks in it, there are many things that have to be burned that aren't Osur Bahanoa. For instance, Truma Tameya is not Osur Bahanoa. As rather earlier, the Tosfos Yom Tov had mentioned, I don't think we did it, but there's a pasuk that says, Mameris Bo, and the Chazal are now Tein Bo Me'era. That the word Mameris, like a curse, is in the Beged. So give it a Meira. What's the Meira? That it's Osir Bahanoah. And he says that that's the real source, that it's Osir Bahanoah. Not because it's going to be burned, because there are other things that are burned. Again, like I mentioned, Shuma Tameya, some of Mishnah, Hey Perik, Achron, the Mesechus Tamura, that Shuma Tameya is burned. So not everything that's burned is Osir Bahanoah. So again, this Mishnah starts out by saying, let's go over it one more time. Beged hamusker. If the beged is only musker, and even though it has a shem tuma to it, but it's not mukzuk betuma, because it could go away. It could go away. It doesn't have to be burnt yet. And shenisori biacherim, somebody painted it over, so you can't tell what it is. Kulan taharim, it's mixed with others. They're all taharim. Then, if you had a beged that's musker, and it wasn't painted over, it just simply was cut apart, so it's less than gimel etzbos, less than 3 fingers by 3 fingers, and he made a type of felt out of these materials, so there is some connection with the materials. Nevertheless, it's still tahar umutr bahani yoso, and it's mutr bahano also, but it's mutr in its benefit, as the verses will explain the havamina why it might not be, because that's some shaykhus to tuma. So we'll say maybe it should still be yosher bahano. No, in terms of hanoi also it's mutr. But yeah, mukhla, but a beggar that has to be burned, either because it had pisoyon or it didn't have any diminution of its coloring over the 2 week period, shenesori biacherim, that was mixed with other garments, kulam tmeim, because here there's a din, and anything that's nizkek lutuma and gets mixed with others ain't a sofek is not metaro, so they all have to be burnt. Kotzeso vaso muchim, and if even he cut it apart so they're not mekabel tuma, they're still tamei. Still, for that reason, the tumah doesn't leave it. But yosher bahani yosom, and it remains yosher bahanoa. And again, the Rav says because it's the dohos b'sreifa boy, and the Tosfos Yom Tov asks, no, there are other things like tumah tameya which requires sreifa, but rather there's a pasuk mameres tein bo me'eva, give it a curse. The curse is there could be no benefit from it. I don't know you from it. So we finished up the 11th parak. We learned that begodim really should be translated as the tumah of materials, not just of clothing.